This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. 866-391-1020 is that number. Mason Miller just made his postseason debut for the San Diego Padres. He was homeschooled, but he went to Bethel Park. Then he went to Waynesburg and then Gardner-Webb. He's absolutely unfair. He was throwing 102 miles an hour, like, with ease, and he struck out the side. And I think he yelled something toward the Cubs dugout, which I like. So there's that. That's not what we're here to talk about, though. Pete Hegseth. I think he'd like Mason Miller. Pete Hegseth, quite the alpha male type, or at least relayed that today. So there's a lot here. And we need to go over this. Are you ready?
He mentioned 10 directives. It has to do with combat readiness. He was big on fitness. He said no more fatties, his words, even in the Pentagon, up to the general level. There will be a fitness test, and that is a gender-neutral fitness test. He went into grooming. There'll be no more beards anymore. In his words, no more beardos. There'll be a full review of training, toxic management, and bullying to see whether that is making leadership too risk-averse.
Okay, and some of Hegseth's comments, so as not to paraphrase, just take his comments straight away, are this.
Good morning and welcome to the War Department. Because the era of the Department of Defense is over.
Whew! The War Department. Let's go.
Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed by the violence, precision, and ferocity of the War Department.
All right. Flexo's red, white, and blue muscles.
For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons. Based on their race. Based on gender quotas. Based on historic so-called firsts.
All right. John Rambo a little bit here.
Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading. And we lost our way. We became the woke department.
Oh? How are we going to get things back?
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task or under a leader who was the first but not the best.
All right. And lastly,
of course, you can't do like nasty bullying and hazing. We're talking about words like bullying and hazing and toxic. They've been weaponized and bastardized inside our formations, undercutting commanders and NCOs. No more.
Here we go. So, boot camp should be tough. And it should be rigid and stringent what the thresholds are to make it in. Now, it should be a fearful force when you look at the United States Armed Forces. And that's what Hegseth wants to get back. He's a man who went to Princeton. He's a man who then was in the service, an infantry officer, and spent time at Guantanamo, which is a hell on earth kind of place, and then in Iraq and Afghanistan, which aren't garden spots, has a Bronze Star medal. He, to me, is relaying, we want the best of the best, or we want people prepared, well, for the worst.
Simply put, if you do not meet the male-level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position.
Okay. Now, it's come down one of two ways here, as this is played out today. And I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020 about this. It's come out to some as, rah-rah, I'm going to stand behind him, let's go. Or, look at this guy. Who does he think he is? some fake alpha male. This is what's wrong with society. Now, I come down to the former rather than the latter. We're a fighting force. War isn't fun. It's something to where you don't want to get involved in, but when it's go time, it's go time. So why wouldn't you want to be over-prepared if it comes to that? I'd rather err on the side of wanting to have too much in terms of preparedness. Now, there's two different ways with this sort of females meeting the males test. And I've heard it from both sides, and I've heard it from a lot of people, and people have texted me about this. They look at it two ways. And this is the same with firefighters, this is the same with police officers, first responders, and, well, people in the military. Some people think a test where it's height, weight dependent, and it's skewed in that way is good enough, right? Okay, well, many women don't weigh as much, and their body mass isn't as much, so they are given a test where it's proportionate. And if they pass it, well, that should be good enough. Then some people were texting me who were in the military, and they said, well, you know, if you're in a battlefield, if you're pulling out or involved in a detail and doing something, and you need to move something, could be a body, could be a wounded person, could just be a bunch of equipment. When you get out there on the battlefield, that thing doesn't look at you, or it doesn't differentiate and go, are you a man or a woman? It just weighs that much, and it needs to be moved. Or something needs to be moved from point A to point B that fast, and it may be you. So the thresholds that are standardized and across the board the same actually make sense in things like, well, firefighting, being a police officer, and on a battlefield. That's not to knock women. It's just to offer a realistic, real-life situation and make you meet that threshold. So when you hear Pete Hegseth's words at 866-391-1020, is this a big 4th of July rah-rah speech? Or is there a practical application to it and he's actually going down the right track? I seem to think it's the latter. And this is the kind of guy that I want as the head of the Department of War, I think we call it now. Again, 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.